Network. We have with us right now the all-girl group. They're known as It's My Party, and with us right now is Aubrey, Kara, and Rianne. Hi, ladies.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Good. How are you doing?
Hi.
Good, how are you?
Oh, good. That was a nice little chorus there. I like that. How are you? I like that. Tell us a little bit about how you guys got together. First of all, let's talk with Aubrey first, since I have your name first on the sheet. Is Aubrey there?
Hi, I'm Aubrey.
Hi, Aubrey. How are you?
I'm good.
That was a great song. Aubrey Was Her Name by Bread. You remember that song?
I know. I was named after that.
You were named after that song?
Yeah. Well, my parents heard it, and they're like, oh, let's name her that.
Speak up a little bit, okay? You're trailing here, all right? I want to make sure we have every word you say. Where are you from originally, Aubrey?
Massachusetts.
What part?
Well, I was born in Boston, and then I lived in Beverly.
Oh. Do you still live in Massachusetts now?
No.
Ah. Where'd you move for showbiz?
For showbiz?
Yeah.
Didn't really move anywhere for showbiz, but I moved out to Rochester when I was, like, 6.
So in New York you're talking about?
Huh?
Rochester, New York?
Yep.
Ah, okay. Well, I'll let you go on anyway. We usually don't allow New Yorkers on, but we'll make an exception for you, Aubrey. When did you get involved in music?
When did I get involved in music?
Yeah.
How old
were you?
I did like chorus and stuff when I was like in first grade and everything, but I started doing plays and that kind of stuff when I was 9.
9 years old.
Yep.
Did you ever dream that you'd be part of an all-girl rock group?
I do something with show business. Like,
yeah.
When I'm older, I want to be like in the acting department, but...
Hey, wait until the phone now.
Oh,
I'm losing you. Can you stay right on the phone and speak as loud as you can so we can hear you the whole time? All right?
What?
All right. So when did you guys form this group?
When did we form
it? And how did you involve, how did you get involved in it?
John was a teacher, was a substitute teacher at one of my schools, and he asked his class who they thought had the best voice in the school or something.
Uh-huh.
And I guess a couple of people said me, so he came and asked me to come down and sing for him, and I did, and he said that he wanted me to be in it, because he's like the founder of this whole little group.
How important is appearance in terms of this, too? Is that important, too?
Pretty important.
Yeah, I would think so.
We have, when we perform and stuff, we have to get our hair all teased up and, like, curled and stuff.
We also wear cute little 60s outfits.
You wear cute little 60s outfits? What is that, the mini skirts and go-go boots?
No, actually, we have, like, little sandal shoes that are stiletto heel, and we have a knee-length skirt and little flowery pink tops.
Yeah, it's more like early 60s and late 60s.
Ah. Now, of course, you guys are, I'm assuming, way younger than that, so you have no idea what this is except by listening to old records or something, right?
Yep.
In fact, you don't even know what records are, right? You're CD people.
No, we know what records are.
Yeah, it kind of makes me feel old when people, I say, hey, you got that record? Like, what record? What are you talking about? Unbelievable. Well, Aubrey, hopefully things will go well for you, and let's say hi to Kara now. We'll give her a chance to say hello.
Hi.
Hi, Kara.
How are you?
I'm doing great. That was you that pitched in before?
What?
That was you that pitched in earlier with the comment about the clothes?
Yeah.
Where are you from originally, Kara?
I was born in Stevenage, England.
Stevenage, England?
Yeah.
And where is that located?
In Great Britain.
Oh, I figured that if it's in Great Britain, that's in England. I'm talking about what part of the country is it located? Near London?
Like right outside of London.
Yeah. So it's all right. So you're from, you know, you don't have an accent, though. What happened to it?
Well, I only use the accent, like, when I'm talking to, like, my parents.
Ah. Well, let me hear the accent so we can at least get the British flavor here.
What do you want me to say?
Just to answer a couple questions in your native accent, okay?
All right. Okay.
First off, what age were you, Carol, when you got involved in music, and how did you get involved?
Well, I've been singing all my life, and I always wanted to be a famous singer.
Yeah, I remember a lovely British singer named Lulu who was very successful. Do you remember a singer named Lulu?
No.
Yeah, see, it's before your time. She sang the Dessert with Love theme.
Oh.
And she was a very big act from Britain before the Beatles. Yeah, so that's like ancient history to you folks. I understand that. Now, how did you end up in the group?
Well, John was a substitute teacher at my school, too. So
well, he gets around, doesn't he, John?
I got in the band the same way that Aubrey did.
John gets around, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yep.
I guess so. Wow. So he's got good taste, too. He picks out good-looking women and puts them together. And
what?
I said he's got good taste in women, too.
Yeah.
Good for him. I like him. Now, Karen, are either of your parents involved musically at all?
What?
Either of your parents musically inclined?
Not really. I mean, my dad plays guitar, and they like to sing sometimes, but they're not really musically involved.
Yeah. Everybody likes to sing sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes out there. That's a lovely song. Now, are you guys excited about coming down to the exciting Marshfield Fair?
Oh, yeah. We're really excited.
You're really pumped, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever played there? Have you ever played to a fair with cows and sheep?
I don't think so.
It's a very appreciative crowd. You will see the cows will shake their tails and the sheep will go, bah! They will just love your music, I can tell. And there may be some people there as well.
What?
But there might be some people there as well.
There might be some people there?
Yeah, there might be people there. But
I hope
so. Plenty of farm animals, I know that. They have the 4-H club, and all the pimply-faced 4-H kids will be there. So you guys will really enjoy it, I'm sure. Now,
I hope so.
Now, Kara, who are you named after? Aubrey said she was named after a song by Bread.
I wasn't really named after anybody.
See, you could have been named after the song Cara Mia by Jay and the Americans. But,
maybe.
Maybe. Because then you have Rhiannon, of course, the song Rhiannon. So, I don't know. I think all of you guys were named after songs. Yeah. So it actually comes back. It all comes back to you now in singing songs of the 50s and 60s, or that kind of beat that you have there. I noticed that you folks sing on your demo CD a song called Can I Get to Know You Better, which was a big hit for the Turtles in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys write songs? Any of you write music?
Yeah, we do. We sing a lot of songs in the band that are our own.
Yeah, which kind of, any of them on the CD here are written by you folks?
Yeah, there's
I picked out
But we don't personally write them. We have other people write them for the band, like Saeed Abdulhaq.
Oh, I see. So none of you folks actually write music then?
Yeah, we girls don't actually write
music.
I
got it. All right, because there are four songs out here that I think are really outstanding, and I'm going to give a little airplay to. I'm the Loneliest Girl,
uh-huh.
I'm Going to Get You, L-O-V-E, and On the Beach Tonight.
Oh.
And all four of those are very strong tunes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, when is the CD actually coming out? Do you guys have any idea?
Yeah, it's coming out real soon. It's like practically done, but it should be out before we go to Boston.
Okay.
So pretty much this week, I think it's coming out.
So you're going to bring a bunch of them with you to the Marshfield Fair, maybe sell some there?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping to do.
Oh, good. Okay, well, people out there that are excited about this, the music, we played a little bit of a clip at the beginning of the show of I'm the Loneliest Girl. And if you like the 50s girl group sounds, you will enjoy the sounds of It's My Party. And is Rhiannon there, too?
Yep, I'm here.
Hi, Rhiannon.
Hi.
Where are you from?
Stevenage, England.
Another Briton.
Yeah, me and Cara are twin sisters.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Ooh, twins. I like that. You know, I always like twin sisters and twin lobsters. Two things I enjoy. Oh, my. You know, you guys all seem to be named after somebody, you know, like I'm thinking of the songs that all of you folks are named after, but the group itself, It's My Party, is, of course, a Leslie Gore hit.
Mm-hmm.
What was the reason for this? Did you guys pick this title, or did John pick that?
John picked the title.
Mm. So I guess I'll have to ask John, why It's My Party? Why pick that for a name of a group? Ask him that and get an answer for me.
It's My Party for the name of the group.
I didn't come up with the name.
It's My Party, and I'll call my group that I want to.
Gary Skinner used to play keyboard, and he's the one who thought of the name for the band.
I see.
So.
Okay. We'll blame him. I mean, we'll credit him with the title, It's My Party. If you guys could be in any group and came up with a name yourself, have you ever thought of a good name for a group?
Oh, not really.
No, not really. That's a good one. I like that. Not really. Good.
Not really.
All right, not really. I like that. It's almost like no doubt. Good.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Not really. Well, anyway, you can see Not Really, also known as Is My Party, with the lovely Aubrey and Kara and Rianne at the Marshfield Pier. They'll be there on the 19th at 2:50 p.m., and you must be there. You must go there. You must watch the show, and then you must go and buy at least 2 CDs after the show to help support these needy young ladies. So, and you tell them that you heard about them right here on PNPNetwork.com. And, well, thank you very much, ladies, for coming on.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I wish you a lot of luck in your careers and also, of course, at Marshfield Fair. And say hi to Bessie, will you? She's the little lamb with the black and white hindquarters.
Okay.
Take care, ladies.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.